Let's start this thing.
So, welcome to the Northernist Podcast. We are two sisters in fiber coming to you from the depths of the very chilly Winnipeg, Manitoba. Hopefully, theoretically, we warm up to 3 to 0 degrees Celsius later this week. But right now, we're sitting in, oh, you guessed it, just about minus 40 with a wind chill. So, we don't love each other enough to brave the winter. And we decided to record via distance again this week, even though last episode, which we will never discuss again, went haywire. That wasn't cool. However, episode 44, that's going to go a lot better.
Yes, we have our gremlin defenses up this time.
Oh my god, or we rolled really poorly for initiative. One of the two went wrong. Something went very wrong. Diana, my love, why don't you tell everybody what we're going to cover this week?
This week, we are going to cover What's in Our Cup, Cool Threads, Woolly Workings, Yarn on the Go, Fiber Flubs, Wool Gathering, Events, and a Review.
Ooh, background noise brought to you by Jocelyn's giant metal needles.
That's all right. Giant. I'm probably going to punch something with my giant wooden nostepind.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll happen. It's fine. There's also a kitten on the loose, so heavens only knows what background noise people will get. It's a thing. It happens. All right. Shall we start with what's in our cup?
Yeah. What is in your cup today?
I ate too many donuts the last day in a bit. there's
Good
another
job.
Cat. Another cat in my house, and the other cat in the house is quite old, and she got sick this weekend, so we had to do an emergency vet visit. The cat is okay. Everything's fine. We were able to get medication for her, and we seem to be doing well on that, but it was my sister and my brother-in-law were at the vet's for about 6 hours, so I was home with the kid and the puppies and my kitten, so as a thank you and celebratory, the old cat has not died. We had donuts. The only problem is they bought the same amount of donuts for all three of them as they did for me, so I've been eating a dozen donuts over the last 2 days.
Oof.
They've been in the refrigerator. I successfully wasted no donuts, but my god, you guys, I'm having a calming tea from Twinings tonight, because, wow. I've eaten too many donuts. And the calming tea blend is the Goodnight blend by Twinings, but it's got chamomile and fennel in it, and I'm hoping that just makes the food, baby. Oof. Be less of a...
That's too much sugar.
Oh my god, so much sugar!
I can feel my body rejecting the idea of a dozen donuts.
See, I'm a professional sugar consumer, and I mean, you've watched me. I do not shy from the consumption of sugar. I can go from sugar source to sugar source to sugar source all day long, or do no sugar all day long, and it doesn't seem to bother my system at all. But even I'm going, that's too much. Too much sugar.
My goodness. I have in my very classy blue plastic wine goblet here. Let me just hold that up to the webcam. Look at that. Look at that classy blue plastic.
Yeah, the stuff you stick out on the porch, because if it knocks over, it doesn't break. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a Brie Riesling.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I'm drinking some white wine today. Feeling
classy.
Super classy with my giant blue plastic wine cup.
I guess the bright side is it won't break when it falls over. It lands on your carpeted floor.
Yeah, just have to, you know, get wine out of the floor.
At least it's not red.
That's true.
I
spilled beer on the floor at one point not too long ago.
You had beer spilt. No, you spilt it on Christopher, didn't you?
Mostly on him. Yes, I did. It was completely my fault.
It's like, if I remember correctly, one of the two brothers got the short end of the stick for that beer spillage, and I think it was the one that belongs to you.
In fact, it was the one that belongs to me. He was not so impressed with me. I felt really bad.
Nope. That's fine. It's a thing. It happens.
Moving
Things
right
get
along.
Spilt. Whatever. Mine's constantly like, hey, there's this thing over here in the corner. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I have the faintest idea. Sure, if you say so, there's something there.
Oh.
All right.
I've had so much respect for how you go about life the last week. Because since I broke my glasses last week.
Yes.
I still don't have replacement glasses, but I do now have properly prescription contacts.
That'll help a bunch.
But I'm not supposed to wear them for the first and last half hour of the day, just to give my eyes a break.
Yes.
Which means for the first and last half hour,
I
am...
You have a much better idea of what I do for a day?
I don't know how you life! How
you
do you
don't know
life?
How do I life?
How do you life?
complicated question. Probably not the best answer on an editing podcast.
It's so hard.
Part of it is I'm just used to it. I don't think about it much anymore. I spend more time reminding people that I can't do things than I do thinking about things I can't do. Because left to my own devices, I just don't do them. It doesn't occur to me to stress about it because I know I can't do anything about it. But people will be like, hey, let's go do a thing. And I'll be like, okay, that I can't do on my own anymore. And then I have to stop and explain why I can't do that on my own anymore. So I guess the repetition of explaining what I can't do is about the only time I register I can't do things. Shall we discuss how many layers of wool we have been wearing?
So many layers of wool.
So much going on in Cool Threads. Okay. I had to go out Friday. And I work from home. So when I don't have to leave my house in minus 40 degrees Celsius weather, I don't leave my house. Even I find that cold. And I like the cold and I like winter. But I will pick and choose my times. I went up to go meet with a wonderful indie dyer here local to the city, Cloud9 Fiberworks. And I wore many a thing to catch that bus.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wore many a thing the next day when I left the house to pick up some prescription medications and stuff. So it's depending on how far and how long I got to walk, that'll tear it. But I was wearing, and I got serious, I was wearing my black turtleneck sweater, which is only for the super serious walking because the density of the weave on that sweater, and it was a gift. I don't know who, where they got it from or what it, but it is, I only pull it out in minus 25 or lower temperatures because otherwise I find it too warm under my winter coat. Like it is.
I don't think I've ever seen this turtleneck.
I think I've, in the course of the last 5 years, I've pulled it out like 3 times. I do not pull this turtleneck out very often. It's actually the turtleneck sweater combo is what I'm going to be doing. I did my double checking my measurements for the coat I'm making for myself because that's my deep winter wear. Nothing fancy, it's just a black turtleneck, but it's very fitted. So there's some probably nylon in the wool that was used because I get a very firm fit, and it's like I can jump and the girls don't move. Like it is fitted.
Oof.
We're very secure. So I wore that and my woven blanket scarf and my hat and my big white winter mittens to go pick up yarn and meet up with Cloud9 Fiberworks. And then the next day when I went to go pick up my prescription medication, I wore my cowl with no name, my turtleneck, and 2 layers of mittens because I have to walk all the way to get my meds. And it's about a 40-minute walk one way for me.
That is a very long walk in very cold weather.
It's very brisk. And I can't cover my nose or my mouth, otherwise my glasses fog. And I see very, very little, so I really cannot have my glasses fog. I really need as much visual acuity as possible. So my cheekbones and my nose were a little frozen when I got in. And I may have done some shopping before I left because I needed to warm up because, wow, I was cold.
Wow.
My toes were warm. I had 2 layers of wool socks on. One of which was my knee high. They're the Kodiak Thin Slate ones that buy. Yeah, so I can double layer those on the super cold days and wear them in my winter boots. Yeah, my winter boots, which is registered for like till minus 20, then get 2 to 1 layer of full on wool socks, one of which is a knee high sock, to go out for about half the year because we are consistently lower than minus 20.
I think my boots are rated for minus 25 or minus 30 or something. And yeah, I've been wearing my smart wool socks.
Oh yeah.
In those, yeah. Whenever possible.
I'm seriously contemplating talking to one of the ladies here in the city who does, orders for homemade, mukluks, and she makes them with real leather and fur.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking, and she does the plastic soles. So you get the grippies on the bottom.
Ooh.
So those are going to cost me close to $400, but Canadian. But I think I'm going to specialty order some massive winter boots. And they'll actually go to my knees because I'll be specialty ordering them. So she does measurements and stuff so I can get them. So my knee-high boots will go higher than the middle of my calf.
That would
Yes, I buy the tall lovely. Knee-high boots. Well, you see my boots. They go almost to my knee.
Yeah.
Yep, they're the tall knee-high boots. You can buy in stores. Tall my foot. Well, I get those slouchy ones for ankle boots because ankle boots look ridiculous on me. So there's that. But that's pretty much it for me for cool threads. Otherwise, I've been hiding out in the house and underneath my shawls and stuff here in the house. So.
Well, have I remembered all of my things?
That I can't help you with.
Oh no, I keep as you keep talking, I keep thinking of more things that I've worn this week.
Well, I did less traveling than I thought I was going to this past week. So a lot of my time's been spent indoors. And, I have a fireplace. So my living space is quite toasty.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I have been having to commute to work. And while I'm still super in love with my new job,
Which is
it's
good.
really freaking cold outside.
Oh yeah, no, it's
So cold.
cold.
So cold, and the snow was knee high in some places today, and my bus connection was going to take longer than it would for me to walk the rest of the way, so I just walked the rest of the way through knee high snow at minus 40.
At this time of year, it's safer to do the walking than to wait for the bus.
It is, yeah. That was my thinking. Like, I could
Yeah.
stand here for 15 minutes and be cold, or I can walk for 20 and be warm.
Yeah, you gotta. It's one of the ones where people usually find me and Mr. B walking at nights is because it is actually just safer for us to keep our body temperatures up. And to do that, we walk. Than for us to stand around and wait for the bus and risk frostbite and stuff, so.
Yeah. So, to that end, I have been wearing indoors at work my Sockhead slouch and my Lindsay slouch, basically every day, alternating between them.
Okay.
I have been wearing my textured triangle shawl as my outer scarf and draping it over my chair behind me during the day. My Bloomsbury mitts have found a home on my desk. Those get worn basically all day, every day.
At work, yeah, to keep your wrist warm. This makes sense.
And a couple of days I wore my Wonder Woman, although it is definitely too cold for that now. It is not effective enough as a scarf in fingering
No.
weight. But that was effective for teaching everybody my name because I hung it on the back of my chair and introduced myself as Diana, like Wonder Woman.
That
Because
works.
otherwise I tend to get Dana or Diane or something. And so I used to say something like Diana, like the princess, but not everybody would get that right away. But since Wonder Woman came out,
We've got
everybody has
Diana
seen
like
Wonder
Wonder Woman.
Woman. So it's Diana, like Wonder Woman.
That actually works really well in your favor.
It does.
Sweet. Yeah, 'cause I could see people getting it mixed up with the other D names that are, to be honest, they're quite common, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It still throws me for a loop when I hear other people use my name because I'm not used to it. So one of the ladies at the vet clinic that I go to, she's a technician and she works the front desk. Her name is also Jocelyn, so she was doing phone calls. Hi, this is Jocelyn from the my clinic name here. Out of my brain was just like, what? It's too early in the morning for this. My kitten got to wear one of my knitted items.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so cold when she went in for her last visit at the vet on Saturday. My sister's car didn't start, so we had to take an emergency cab to the vet clinic to make to our appointment on time while my sister charged her car.
Oof.
So she was wrapped up in my coffee shop shawl in her carrier with my woven blanket over top. She is officially 2.23 kilograms. It's about as big as we're getting, folks. We're not getting any bigger. So tiny.
She's so little.
So, I think I'm carrying the bulk of the woolly workings this week, am
Yes, we're back to our regularly scheduled program where Jocelyn does all the knitting and I contribute a little bit.
Hey, I've been, for me, fairly monogamous. I'm gonna stress the words for me.
For you, okay.
For me. I did some work on my second clue, and we'll discuss more about that clue for the My Sister Shawl, done by the, oh goodness, Cozy Up with the Stitchin' Sisters. I was making steady progress on that. Blasted through clue one in about a day and a bit. And I sat down and did some serious knitting and listening. because I really want to catch up on these clues because I was a week behind. So clue one came and went, no problem. Clue two, I will discuss later, which is fine. It happens. It's a part of the knitting process. I did some more work on my socks. I recasted them on, and now I have recast them on again, and that was fine. The first time was my fault. The second time was not my fault. And I will discuss the second time, which happened this afternoon. So,
Oh dear. These
theoretically,
socks.
and I knew it was going to be a rough go because it was the same sort of thing with my first few, like my first month of crocheting granny squares. I had restarted them a lot because I was learning so much. And I should have really given myself a practice pair in December, and I did not. And it's nobody's fault but my own because I knew I needed to do that. So I think at the end of the month, it'll be nothing but sock knitting because I'm going to be rushing to get to that deadline, which is fine. So my socks I'm doing out of my Dye For You, my holiday baking colorway. And theoretically, one day they will be socks.
Thus far, it is a toe.
thus far, it is the start of a toe. Again, for the fifth time now. My sister's shawl mystery knit along is done out of two skeins of Algria yarn, one of them in Antiqua and one of them out of Paula, which you can see on my project page. And then my third skein is the Swallowtail by Noble Ruby Designs, which has got some stellina in it. So it's very pretty and sparkly, and I like it quite a bit. Other than that, I've literally only been working on two other things.
My minor contribution.
Yes.
I have been taking my Hermione's Fish Lips Kiss Heel socks, is what I'm calling them. So it's
Okay.
the stitch pattern from the Hermione's Everyday Socks, except I'm doing them toe up with a Fish Lips Kiss Heel
Oh, yes.
because I hate grafting toes together. And I've done the Fish Lips Kiss Heel, and I like it, so I'm gonna do it again. But those have been traveling with me, so they get a teensy bit of work done on the bus if I have a seat and my fingers aren't too frozen.
That's fair, 'cause it's been cold.
And I get a few rows on them at lunch, and it turns out at my new job, on Fridays at 3, everybody stops working. And we go have a giant company-wide meeting, and then it's social hour. So I got
Well,
quite a bit of knitting done on Friday at work.
that works. Aren't you supposed to be socializing with your coworkers, not working on your knitting?
I was socializing. I was doing both.
Okay.
Multitasking. I was drinking
Sure.
beer too.
Oh my God, I don't know. That might be too much multitasking for your own good. Might have to slow down. Might be too efficient with your time. All right, shall I toss in another one of the things I've been working on?
Go for it.
I have been working on my boneyard shawl. This is the part that has been pretty monogamous. Monogamous? Monogamous.
Okay.
Wow, words are my thing today. I'm going to hold it up here to the screen. I'm striping a white
Ooh.
and burgundy Bernay premium yarn. Though it is a free pattern by Stephen West called the Boneyard Shawl. So it is a knit and purl 11 rows, and on the 12th row where you would purl, you knit instead. You can choose to do make ones or yarn overs for your increases. For this one, I chose to do yarn overs because I definitely went up needle sizes, and it just sort of makes the shawl look a little bit airier. It's quite fluffy and dense, but I really, really been on an anime kick the last week, so I have plowed through. No, wait, I can add 72 anime episodes this week. And
Wow.
I've just been working on this thing. So I am in section 9, and I'm going to do 12 sections, and there's 12 rows per section. And then I'm going to see how big it is and do the measurements because I'm doing it in the Bernay Premium yarn, which is acrylic, so it doesn't grow. So I will double check, and once it reaches the same dimensions across the shoulders that my coffee shop shawl does, I will bind off and call her done. I really wanted to watch anime this week, so.
Yeah,
And
do
you
it.
really can't watch anime and work on lace at the same time.
Not unless you're like an amazing lace knitter.
Or you're watching anime you've watched before.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the thing. The only other project that I've literally done two rows on this week. is the podcast anniversary and along that we're running. So my Freya shawl got exactly 2 rows added this week, and that's it.
Hey, it counts.
It counts. I'm doing that one out of a 100% alpaca yarn I picked up while I was visiting my parents in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. But that's it for my workings.
I forgot to mention what yarn I'm doing my socks out of.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see. It is... Oh, there it is. On Your Toes 4-Ply Sock with Aloe Vera in the colorway ON223801. And by the time I finish the sock, I will probably have that colorway memorized.
It's entirely possible. You will, yes.
So my last thing is that I am currently, as we speak, winding on an Ostepind the black yarn so that I can finally start my eyeball shawl, which is ostensibly for the hashtag whatcha knittin' kitten cal, but will more likely be for the Ravelinix.
That makes a lot of sense. I don't have anything planned for the Ravelinix, so...
I really want to have this eyeball shawl done in time for DEF CON in August because I had yarn in my stash that happens to match all of the colors in this year's color palette theme thingamajig that they posted on the website.
Okay.
And the theme for DEF CON this year is 1983, so it's the year
my
before...
My birth year?
Unintentionally.
Oh, you're going to make me feel old!
I was going to go off talking about 1984. That's what I was going to go talking about. It's all about the, what's the word? When you're watching people, supervision. No, that's not quite the word. Big Brother is watching and all that. it's like the year before that.
Censorship?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that?
So I'm thinking eyeball shawl.
Yeah.
In the proper colors.
That'll work really well. I think it'll turn out really good if you can get it done.
Yes, that is the key thing here. Oh, look at me finish. I'm finishing the cake right now. This is the last little bit.
You need to cake the white next.
No, I need to cake the iris color next, actually.
Oh, okay. Iris color next? Okay. So you can get started, which is great. I like the Whatcha Knittin' Kitten stuff. Mostly because I like Stephen West patterns, and I've been enjoying following that hashtag and seeing what everybody's working on, which is super!
Oh, look at that. The bag's right here. I can tell you what yarn I just finished winding.
Oh, good.
Diamond Luxury Tradition Sock. It is 42% wool, 51% acrylic, and 7% nylon.
Oh, that'll have some hardiness to it.
Its colorway seems to be just a number. Black. It's not straight black. It's actually more of like a slightly heathered charcoal.
Okay. It'll make a really good pupil.
Yeah, so that's going to be on my pupil. And then this, as I hold up here.
Yes, that's the Diana colorway you picked up at the Fiber Festival, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the Malabrigo Makita base in the colorway 886 Diana. It literally had my name on it.
Yes, I remember your mom found it and we were like, okay, you need to buy that. That's not even up for debate. That has to come home.
And then I've got 2 skeins of Algria in natural.
Which works. Oh, man, do I like Algria.
Oh, and the eyeball shawl. The eyeball shawl is a pattern by Stephen West.
It is, since it is a West Knits knit-along.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I've said all the things about that.
You've said all the things about that?
I think so.
We've officially finished Woolly Workings?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
With any luck, I'm done the Boneyard shawl next week, and we have a finished object.
Ooh.
This
is dense. I'm really excited about this. I like this yarn. I want more of this yarn. I can already tell you I want more of this yarn.
Okay.
This Diamond Luxury Tradition sock.
That makes sense. You got 11.
But I do not have to rewind any more yarn in order to start that, because it's just you knit your black circle and then you do your iris bit. So I don't have to wind any more yarn right now. I can just start it.
Woohoo! That's exciting. All right. Where does that put us? What's next on the agenda?
We've got some yarn on the go.
Yarn on the go. I didn't really go a lot of places. I went to the mall on Friday.
That's exciting.
I went to pick up medications, but that's about it. It's been cold. I've been working on a couple of really big projects at home, and it's tied me down at home because a lot of it's meetings, phone calls, charts, computer work, and my computer's not portable, therefore I am not portable because I do not own a laptop right now. I will fix that as soon as possible because my God, I miss my laptop. All right, but yeah, no, there hasn't been a lot of yarn on the go for me.
I have gone a few places with my yarn.
Ooh, where'd you go this week?
Well, I already talked about going to work with my yarn and working at lunch and at the town hall meeting and all that. I went to the airport on Saturday to pick up my fiancé from his trip to the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas.
Yeah, how did he enjoy that temperature shift?
Apparently, it was terrible and rainy for the first 2 days. Like, actually properly cool and rainy. Note I said cool.
So, he thought about leaving his jacket on? And by jacket, I mean his fancy Professor Tweedy sports jackets he owns?
Pretty much. Yeah, well, while we're all here battling minus 30, he was complaining how it was like a miserable fall day. Uh-huh. And yes, while it's not particularly cheery, you know what? You're above zero. You shush. Uh-huh.
No farts given over here. Absolutely no farts. I can't even give half a fart. No fart. Mm-mm. Not happening. You got to go to Vegas. He will be fine. A little bit of rain will not kill him.
No, so that was all good. He came back with a lot of very interesting pictures.
Oh, good.
Because it's the Consumer Electronics Show, so I have such videos as a giant robot owl reading a giant picture book.
Well, both of you are in the tech industry, so it would make sense.
No, this still didn't really make sense. It was just kind of weird.
Well, it makes more sense to you than it will to me, because I would just go, okay. Which is pretty much what I'm doing now. My brain's
like,
that's
pretty much all I'm doing is like, I guess.
I have no idea what's going on, but sure, we'll go with it. It's a thing. But you picked him up, and Sunday you guys had a party to go to?
Yes, we had a 3-year-old's birthday party to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Where I sat on the floor and played with Lego and little fuzzy bunnies.
Sure, why not?
And I was the adult on the floor, so I was the favorite. Therefore, I got all the hugs, which was actually pretty great.
You are a fan of the hugs.
Love the hugs. Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. Hugs from small humans? Those are pretty great. Those are pretty good hugs.
I think the weirdness that is their uncle rubs off, so they also don't hug me, because they're not entirely sure what to do with me, and Mr. B definitely does not do the hugging thing.
Fair enough.
So by extension, I apparently also do not do the hugging thing, which is, that's fine. I don't.
they see you less.
Yes. Which makes sense. They don't really see their uncle very often. Well, one of their uncles very often, because he's usually working when these things are going on, so.
Mm-hmm.
It is a thing, and that's totally okay. I was supervising my own small human and pets.
Your human's not very small anymore.
No, my human is a preteen and... guys. I lived through its mother going through its teenage years, because I'm the oldest sibling. I don't want to do this again. Just checking out now. I'm done.
Oh, dear.
I'll come back when it's 19. Somewhat more... cool-headed.
Somewhat, vaguely, a little bit.
Oh, she is her mother.
Oh, dear.
She's like, hands down, she is her mother. So my sister's like, what? I'm like, she is you. I am 2 years older than my sister. I remember my sister when she was 11, because I was 13. Oh, I remember her. It's the exact same. And I'm like, I've done this once. when am I moving back downtown? I'm done.
Peace out.
Peace out. Chill. I am GTFOing as soon as possible.
Run. Head for the hills.
Oh, God. Just nope. Nope. My parents want to retire to the house I currently split with my sibling. So we pay, respectively, we pay the mortgage for the house so my parents can retire here. Since they're looking at moving back to the city, they're just going to move back to the house, which means I will stop assisting with the mortgage and I'll just get my own space. Which I don't mind, because helping them pay the mortgage is cheaper than any rent in the city. So It's not really been that big of a problem for me. But there will not be enough space for that many extra humans in this house. So I will be moving probably back to Osborne, I suspect, since I really enjoyed living in Osborne.
It's a good place. It's where all the cool people are.
Well, right. We'll go with that.
Where the people who like to think they're cool are?
Yeah, I could buy that.
Oh, okay. I'll
There's
take it.
pros and cons to each section of the city, and Wolseley says they're cool, Osborne says they're cool, downtown says they're cool, people in the exchange think they're cool. I think if you like the area of the city that you live in, you sort of like claim it as your own, and then that becomes the great, this is the cool space to live because I'm here and reasons.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure there is a cool section to the city or not.
I think
I mean,
Osborne has the
outside
best access to bus routes. Well, except for maybe downtown.
downtown, I would have to argue, would have the best access for bus routes.
Yeah,
But
okay.
Osborne's a pretty close second. Then you're looking at like Gordon, Wolseley, St. Boniface. So I gotta decide where I like to do my social activities and then sort of track backwards to a good sort of centralized location to live in that puts me roughly in the middle and then live there.
That works.
I think that's probably going to be my best bet, which I think is either Osborne or South Osborne or St. Boniface, I think. For what I like to do. So there's that, but that's boring non-knitting stuff. I'm sure everybody cares about what area of the city of Winnipeg I decide
Never
to
know, they might. I don't know.
go live in. Given some of the ideas that I've been working on recently, that could possibly change anyway. So there's that. Shall we move on to the next subject?
Yes, you can tell us all about your lovely fiber flubs. Or we can ignore that they happened.
Oh no, we can't ignore that they happened. We have a section where we talk about them because this is where we lament the woes that are our fiber flubs and rejoice in small things like lifelines.
Okay, lesson in lifelines.
Lesson in lifelines. The lesson is do the lifeline. Lesson concluded. Short and succinct with my lessons. I was working on Clue 2 for the My Sister Shawl. And obviously, we did a change of pattern because we were working on a new clue. And I will tell you that this pattern involved lace. I will not tell you what type of lace pattern, but there is a lace pattern, which I think tells you pretty much nothing. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
about the equivalent of knowing that I'm knitting.
You're knitting. It's a
I am knitting
shawl.
on this shawl. And if you'll notice, I'm going to hold this up to the camera. There's only clue one on my knitting needles.
Oh dear, what happened to clue two?
I made it 2/3 of the way through clue two. And travesty of travesties, I put it down, and a puppy tail got a hold of it,
Oh
and the
no.
stitches fell off.
Oh
And in a lace pattern, I'm not that confident of a lace knitter yet. I'm still quite new. I can't pick them up. So they ran all the way down to the lifeline at the start of Clue 2. So that is where I am back again. I cannot blame the puppy. It is not the puppy's fault. We are 95 pounds of excitable 3-year-old German Shepherd. And man, our tail can like leave bruises when we get excited because it whips and it's quite hard. It's not her fault. She got excited. We were playing in the house and I put them out and I realized her tail had got wrapped around and she'd pulled half the stitches off one of the ends because I hadn't pushed it all the way down onto the cord. It was just sitting on the needle on the coffee table. So it is partially my fault. I know better, especially around her because she's not old enough yet to be calm enough for it. So, long story short, thank God for lifelines. They're your friend. Which is far more diplomatic than what I was thinking or saying or doing when it actually happened. I wasn't nearly as diplomatic when the actual event was occurring.
I'd be very extremely impressed if you were.
My wordage was not PG. We definitely slid over to full adult. Which is, you know, it's whatever. It's a thing. It happens. So I'd calmed down and thanked all manner of God, gods, otherworldly beings, holy spaghetti monsters, that I had remembered to put a lifeline in. I was so happy because I'm not starting the whole shawl all over again. I'm just starting clue two. And I did clue one in a day and a half. So catching up's still not going to be that big of a problem for me. Pain in the butt, but doable. So you would think that's it, right? I'm done. I usually only ever have one. No, 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 no.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
They were rough housing in the basement. And by rough housing, I mean my 2-kilogram cat was running around like crazy. And my not that much heavier in my mind niece, because I can still pick her up and throw her around, was running around. And without thinking about it, the cat knocked the sock bag down and the kid stepped on the sock bag and broke one of the needles, because it's just a wood needle that's in the sock. So when I went to go pull out the sock to work on it a bit after dinner, I realized all of the middle of the stitches had fallen off and I had 2 stitches on each end of my recast on and almost completed toe. So guess who started her toe again? And my once 5 knitting needle set of DPNs is now down to 4. Yeah, that's when I sent Diana a text and said, well, fiber flub accomplished. But that's okay. We have cast it on again. And we will start again when I'm done this pair of socks. I'm going to be so proud of myself, you guys. There's no pattern for it. It's just a vanilla toe-up sock. I'm doing the fishless kiss heel because it is so well documented. And because I really don't want to pick up stitches, so I'm fine doing a short row heel for my first heel out. I may never leave short row heels. I may be okay not experimenting with that. So we sit at what? The 15th of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my toe casted on. And I've been trying for 15 days to get to a heel. We'll see how this goes.
That's okay. I only have half a foot, so I've only got 2 inches of sock on you.
Oh, Red is showing us up then. She's already done her first pair.
I know. Curse you! Except that they actually look really awesome, so no curses there. But jealousy, envy.
They work. They look amazing and have lit a fire under my keister for me to go, dude, get your socks done. What's next? Let's talk about something cheerful.
Cheerful things. Wool gathering.
Yeah.
Do you have some wool gathering?
Where we put everything else, because we don't know where to put it. Yes, I have made some decisions.
Okay. Do tell.
Now, if we all remember last week, I asked how many knit-alongs are too many knit-alongs, and I believe you said no such thing.
That was my answer.
Plowing ahead under that theory, I decided what yarn I wanted to use for the Jody shawl and what yarn I wanted to use for the Tracy shawl. And these are 2 shawls designed by Hohe Locatelli for the Grocery Girls, of which they are, of course, doing a knit-along. So I, of course, have to participate.
Well, obviously.
I think I'm like even a larger sucker for Canadian knit-alongs than I am for other knit-alongs. The moment you're like, oh, and it's Canadian people doing it. I'm like, done, sign me up. I'll figure out how to make it work. When it happens outside of Canada, I'm like, oh, I'll take a look at the designer. I'll decide if I like what their works, you know. But as it is, I was watching the Fiber Friends and they're talking about a new knit-along that they're starting. And that's a cowl. And I might join in on that because that started this week. And my brain's like, Canadian knit-along. Jocelyn's Canadian. She should join.
It's okay. I'm kind of a sucker for Canadian yarn subscription boxes. I have 6 tabs open. Like, okay, I can't afford all of these.
Trust me, that's me next week. I gotta pare it down and make a decision here shortly. So, I've decided I'm going to use the ancient art yarns for the Tracy shawl, and the colorways for that are Get Off My Lawn. Fudge. That color name so much. It is a white with a green and brown bits in it. Not speckled, not variegated, but somewhere in between.
It's got bits in it.
Well, it's there's enough green in there that you would say it's almost variegated, but you're still majority of you is white, so you're almost speckled.
I'm reminded of the first time I saw a carton of orange juice in the UK, and they don't say with or without pulp. They say orange juice with bits.
Yeah, you know, I'd be okay with that. the other color for the Tracy one is another ancient art yarns, but this one's Hearthside, which is a burnt orange color, which will look really good together. So I'm doing that one, and that's definitely going to be a summer shawl because that's in a fingering weight. So I decided to do the Jody Tracy shawl a little bit differently. So I'm going to use the use the National Parks yarn from Fleece Artist, which I got last year because it was a limited edition, inspired from Canada's national parks, of which I have an Ontario park. I don't remember specifically which one. But I'm going to do
Islands. I was linking the colorway last week. Thousand Islands, something like that.
I think so.
We'll link it again.
Well, I don't have the tag right in front of me, so I don't know. No, but I'm gonna do the marled yarn look, which means I'm going to double it up with a white yarn, so that those colors really pop. So I'm gonna end up with something in a worsted weight category when I'm done. So that'll definitely be like a winter shawl. Because Jody's is more texture changes, and Tracy's got the lace bits and the garter sections. Mm-hmm. So I can do the lace sections in the hearth side and the garter sections in the get off my lawn. So that sort of color change shows up really well. So that's where I made that decision. So I finally came down on a decision on that one. So I'm going to cast those ones on shortly. And by shortly, probably by the end of the week when I'm done the boneyard shawl.
Nice.
Ooh, I don't know if you all can hear that stomping going on upstairs, but somebody just got sent to bed again. Uh-oh. We got in trouble.
Well, I mean, it is bedtime.
Mm-hmm. It really is. All right, I don't know if you have wool gathering or if it's just me.
I haven't had enough time to gather any wool. Silly work. Darn this workplace that I like.
That pays you money to buy the yarn subscription boxes you want?
Yeah, that one.
So I picked up some prize yarn, super kindly donated it to us from Cloud9 Fiberworks here in the city, and she didn't give us one skein, she gave us three, which I'm going to hold up to the camera here.
There's already! Do we have to give those away?
Yes. We kind of do have to give them away. Aww. So I'm not going to read the colors out, because I'll just give them a description. That way it's still a bit of a surprise when whoever wins it gets it. So we've got ourselves two on sock bases, and we've got, I don't know, what would you call this? Definitely green.
I'm going to go with some kind of a sort of a heathery-ish green. It's
you know
green.
What? That's probably the best colorway to describe that would be a sort of heathered variegated green, which looks phenomenal. And then we've got another one in a saw. Is this one another one in a sock base? Two are sock bases and one is not a sock base. This is the... Yep, this is another one. This is another sock base. This one's got more colors in it. So we got don't just have the green, but we've also got some reds and sort of yellows going in there as well, too.
And some blues and some whites. And oh, it's pretty.
Yeah, so that looks really good. And then
are you
the
sure
last...
I can't knit socks out of that?
Out of this one specifically? I don't know. You're not tempted by the last skein, which is white with one end dyed in different colors?
Oh, never mind. I want that one. I'll just unskein it and wear it as a scarf.
You man, that's not the point. You're supposed to knit with these things.
But it's so pretty just the way it is.
Well, how about this? She sent three because one's for giveaway and two of them are for us.
Is that how that works?
That's how that works in her brain. So you can pick a skein and I will pick a skein and then we will give the third skein away. So then, yes, technically you can knit socks out of these if you pick
the
sock bits.
Only one of them.
Only one. You cannot keep all of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like how I put the damper on that. Yeah, well, then I will give you the names and you can go buy the other two skeins.
True.
Which I think will work out really well. So, we have some prize yarn. I may or may not take a skein. I have not decided. I might gift it away to be a part of the prize collection. We will have to see. But technically, yes, one of them is for us each, and then one is for the podcast-iversary prize pack. So that was
so
a thing that I did.
Pretty.
I got to visit and chat with her for a while, which was delightful because that was quite fun. That's it for wool gathering. Don't know why I want to call it Woolly Workings, but my gosh, do I ever want to call it Woolly Workings.
You're really stuck on that segment name.
I am. It's just everywhere I go. Unless I'm doing Instagram, in which case everything has to have the yarn on the go hashtag. I don't know why I start typing it, but I really do. So there's that. But that's it for my wool gathering.
Yeah, I have no wool gathering.
Picked up some prize yarn, which is awesome, and got ourselves some free skeins of yarn. And I've done too much too much thinking about these Jody and Tracy shawls. Yep. Too much. Oh, well, that's it. Let's move on to something else.
We have some events ongoing and coming up.
Okay.
Shall we start with the one that's coming up so I don't forget to talk about it?
You don't want to start with the ones we're currently doing?
Oh, fine.
I will remember about the one that's coming up.
Okay, because I might not.
It's okay. I got it. We're good.
Okay, so how many things do we have ongoing right now?
I am currently participating in 1, 2, 3, 4 knit-alongs.
As you look back and forth around your room, counting things.
Well, we have the Whatcha Knittin' Kitten hashtag. Yeah. Through WTF Knitting and Honeybee Knits. Mm-hmm. That is a Stephen West knit along. Did we ever get a finalized date for that, or is that still up in the ether?
I haven't watched either of their podcasts since to try to find out.
Duly noted, it's in the ether. We have the knit along that started in December. That was the A Canadian Pillow Knit Along, of which I did not make any progress on this week. I don't think you made any progress on this week.
No.
We have until the 28th of February to finish that one, and it's technically an Afghan block, of which we are knitting one square, the one that says A on it, and then we're making the back of a pillow. So we are technically making pillows.
Yep.
Yep, which works. That is done. The Afghan blocks came from GC Designs, though I don't remember the name of the book.
A Canadian Afghan, eh?
Ah, see, you'd think I'd remember, but I don't.
That's okay. So that's the one doing the show notes every week.
That probably helps you a bunch. As of January the 1st, we started 2 knit-alongs ourselves. We started Year of the Sock, in which every month, Jocelyn will complete a pair of socks. Diana's going to attempt to complete a pair of socks. I know how she feels about deadlines, so we'll put that caveat in there for her.
You know what? I have sitting in my journal right in front of me here, first sock due today.
Yeah? How's that going for you?
You know what? I haven't hit the heel yet. But hey, you know what? How many times have you cast on your toe? So you
5.
So you shush.
I don't really care where we are at the middle of the month. It's at the end of the month that matters. So the FO thread for that is up and ready to go. Picks or didn't happen or links to your pattern page. I know how to follow a link. I can go through and look at a pattern page. If you do not have the ability to post pictures right into the Ravelry thread, because I know that can get tricky. The other one we're running this start on the 1st of January. Well, I mean, obviously, Year of the Sock goes till December 31st because we have 12 pairs of socks and 12 months to do. So we've got a ways to go for that one. The second knit along we're doing only runs till the end of March, and that's to celebrate our podcast anniversary. So we are knitting Anything by Shannon Cook. Unshockingly, me and Diana have picked shawls. I know. Blows people's minds.
Mine's really more of a scarf.
Yours is a wrap. Yours is definitely
a wrap.
Scarf. Mine's definitely a shawl.
Yes.
So we're doing that. I'm doing the Freya shawl, and you are doing the Rivers wrap.
Yep.
So the FO thread for that has officially been posted. So again, picks where it didn't happen. The chatter threads are up for both of those. I've not been really good on replying. The kitten doesn't nap that often, so I get replies out whenever I can. It's a thing. These, both of our knit-alongs have Instagram hashtags. The podcast anniversary one is HappyPodNKP2018. And for Year of the Sock, it's hashtag Year of the Sock. So literally Year of the Sock with a question mark on the end of it. That way, if you post stuff on Instagram, we can find them. But for both of those, if you do not have pictures posted in the FO thread in Ravelry, you do not count for prizing. I need to have a way to track that. So you got to get the project pages linked or the photos in so that I can track it back and see that you've completed these socks. Because on your project page, you can post a picture of your completed socks on your feet, on your dog's head, on a sock blockers. I don't care. Just some sort of photo proving that you have completed 2 pairs of socks. That's all I need.
You mean 1 pair of socks as in 2 single socks?
Yes, I do. I've been wording all day. Words are done.
That's all right. That's what I'm here for. I'm your backup brain.
My brain's checked out for the evening. We're finished. All right. Those are the ones that are currently running. And that's 3. And then that you're participating in and I'm participating in. On my own, I'm doing the My Sister's Shawl Mystery Knit Along, cozy up with the Stitchin' Sisters. Clue 3 went live yesterday?
Yesterday? Yeah. I think I got the email sometime last night.
Yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday. So, Clue three is up. There's only five clues. We already heard my woes with clue two. Whatever. I will start clue two again tomorrow. It's fine. I know better. I do detailed knitting in the morning. I do not do detailed knitting in the evenings. So that's fine. I'm the only one participating in that because I'm crazy. And it's my special brand of crazy. I happen to really enjoy the Cozy Up with the Stitching Sisters. I love Sarah's designs. And I have a bunch of their other patterns. So I felt super confident about doing their mystery knit along. And I'm thoroughly enjoying it so far. So those are all the current cows we're participating in.
Would you like to add a few more?
I'm going to jump in on the Grocery Girls, Jody and Tracy knit along.
Right.
I may or may not join the Fiber Friends new knit along. We'll see what the end date is for that one. Mostly because now we actually have to watch dates because I'm quite full up on projects right now. And I'm starting my second round of makeup artistry schooling shortly. So that will eat into some of my free knitting time.
So you're going to sleep, right?
Maybe.
Okay. Just checking.
I'll schedule it in. How does that sound?
Okay. Good.
Okay, good. All right. This Sunday, we're going to hop on over to the Norwood Naughty Knitters, who work out of the Norwood Community Center here in the city. They are doing a fiber frolic this Sunday. So we are going to hop on down and enjoy ourselves some knitting good times on Sunday.
Which I guess means we really got to get this episode up before Sunday.
Yeah. I'm going to start editing tomorrow because if we run across the gremlins we did this week, I need the extra day.
Yep.
So we'll do that. But yeah, no, we're definitely going to that on Sunday because it sounds like just a hoot and a holler. They meet up every Sunday at the Norwood Community Center. So I'm probably going to start taking a look at going down on Sundays when I'm free and knitting in the afternoons.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. And I'll take Diana with me whenever she's free.
Yep.
I don't know. She has to do crazy things like plan a wedding and hang out with her mother. I don't know.
Very crazy things. Wild, crazy, crazy things.
Wild, crazy things like the home renovation shows.
Oh, hey, you know what? That rug. Was it still a bear?
Yeah, that was an impressive bearskin rug. For immediate events, that's all we've got going. Later on this year, I'm doing Knit City. Diana and I are both going to do the Manitoba Fiber Festival. She's still up in the air if she can make it to Knit City or not. We haven't really had a chance to sit down and figure out if it's feasible or not.
I suspect just based on vacation time from work, it won't be this year just because I have DEF CON and my wedding and my honeymoon all late summer, early fall.
You need to take a look at how many days you're taking off and when you're taking them off and get me some totals so we can see what's going on with that. So as it sits, I currently have a hotel room booked for myself. and we'll go from there. And we'll see
how
that works
out. Hotel room.
I asked Mr. B because it's in September, so he might actually be able to take the weekend off and come with me, which would be our first vacation together.
Oh, that would be nice.
So I'm taking someone. I just don't know who. I will either have Diana with me at the Fiber Festival or I will have a Mr. B and he will be doing his own sightseeing city thing while I'm at the Fiber thing because he's not that into fiber.
Fair enough.
Which is legit. I am okay with that. So he might actually spend the day busing to different game stores and GW out in Vancouver and doing the nerdy thing all day for 2 days, which is totally fine.
I think that'd be all right, actually.
I think that'd be quite a bit of fun. So that's where we're sitting at right now for events for the year. Heavens knows I'm going to be adding to that because that's what I do.
How is this such a busy year already? It's the middle of January and we've got so much stuff.
I'm healthy.
Oh, I see. This is your mile a minute?
This is my normal go speed. Last year, everybody got an easy into Jocelyn life schedule because I was recovering from surgery and it was a big one. And before March, I was really sick. So I didn't really do anything. I'm a lot healthier now. So I'm just keep picking up speed at this point.
Oh, I need to get bigger into this coffee habit.
You need more caffeine. And I don't actually drink coffee every day.
You shush you.
Mm-hmm. I can. I enjoy it. It's a tasty, tasty, bitter beverage that I like, but it's not necessary to function for me. I also like mornings, and I also go to bed early. And I like winter, not summer. I'm weird.
Shoo you.
Shoo me! But
Shoo!
I think for events, that's it.
That is it for events.
This week, we reviewed Ostentatious Crochet. Because I am a Jane Austen fan, and we both crochet.
Mm-hmm. And this is by Maliska. Oh my god. Let me try that again.
Okay.
And this is by Melissa Horizuski?
That's
I'm not
about
sure
as
about
close
that
as
last
I'm
name.
Out that one. Yeah. I loaned it out of the library, as I want to do. We've done other Jane Austen books. We've done other Jane Austen crochet books, because we did the Pride and Prejudice.
That was a knitting book, though, not a crochet one.
It was a knitting. I think this is the first time we've done Austen crochet specifically.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, so because we've done other Jane Austen books. So I'm always hit or miss. I love the Regency era, but I don't always love what they choose to make style line wise. So I was a little nervous about this one, but I ended up liking a fair number of the patterns. So I was really impressed with that. I'm assuming we're going to just pattern dive right away.
Well, of course.
So the first thing that caught my eye was Emma's hood.
Okay.
And mostly because we're in the depths of winter.
That would be cozy, yes.
And my thinking is, given the pattern and style, because it's a hood you put over your head, that I would do it with a nice, thick, all-natural wool, so you get a lot of heat retention, and sort of have that tucked over top of a hat and tied down, and under a scarf and tucked and tied down. But I think that would be really nice layering material for wintertime walking adventures.
Could be, could be.
Say those ice castles I want to go see. It's a thing, folks. So there's that. I definitely would not wear it in the summer, which is what it's pictured on the Lady Inn, either spring or fall. Probably spring, given the coat they put her in. But I wouldn't. It's not a spring apparel item for me. It's a winter apparel item. It's not overly complicated. They have these little sidebars here on the project where it gives you the details. And they have little pictures of crochet hooks. And the number of crochet hooks they have tell you the difficulty of the pattern.
Oh, cute.
This one has 2 crochet hooks, so it is of medium difficulty. Which would make sense because there's a bit of shaping in the hood. What I really enjoy is that these are written out row by row. You do get charts for some of the patterns, but with the crocheting, I'm finding I prefer row by row instructions when I can.
Charts can get a little unwieldy.
They can. You noticed Miss D's 3 pages worth of cable charts she posted in the Facebook chat the other day.
Mm-hmm. All nicely colored in the same way I did my charts.
So intimidating.
Yes.
So my brain just went, nope, I'm out.
Run away.
Oh man, not for me. Not yet. Anyway, I'm not ready for that kind of stuff. So that was fine. What was the first pattern you liked?
Well, I do not have page numbers because of course, why would I have page numbers?
That's okay. Give me a name, and I'll go find it.
How about an afternoon at Pemberley dress?
Oh, that was a really pretty dress.
Which surprised me. It surprised me how many garments that I liked out of this book, because I typically don't go for crocheted garments.
I see. Apparently.
I really liked this dress.
It's a nice, open, airy crochet pattern. I mean, obviously, you're going to be wearing it over top of a underdress.
Well, yeah, but you can get like a super basic sundress kind of thing and then put this over top and you're so fancy.
You could make one in 4 hours if you're me, but yes.
Yes, well,
same idea.
We don't all
we'll
know how
to
there. Sew yet.
We'll get
I'll
you
get there.
Yeah. It is of also a medium crochet difficulty, so actually quite achievable. And I suspect that's just because it's a feather and fan pattern.
Sorry, I just started reading some of this.
Oh dear.
Once you slip into this feminine sleeveless off-white dress, your Mr. Darcy's heart will skip a beat, and an invitation to dine is sure to follow.
You will have to make it put it on and ask Christopher if his heart skipped a beat, or if he's inviting you for dinner, because Jocelyn wants to know. And watch the confusion on his face, because we've given him no backstory.
Oh, I love the descriptions of these things.
I'm sorry, elastic bands! Elastic waistbands are not smexy or saucy. Ever.
I think we have to talk about that pattern next, then.
We're going to have to. All right, my turn. I enjoyed the Becoming Jane sweater. Mostly because I really liked the little ribbon detailing just under the bust. So it is not super fancy. It's just a nice classic blue in the case of the pattern picture that I'm working from. Full sleeve sweater, and it's got a little empire waistline detailing with a boat neck feature to it. Full sleeves. I would probably do it in like a linen to make it a light enough weight that I would wear it in the
Yeah,
summer
okay.
with a skirt. But definitely I would do it in lighter color just because I'm more comfortable in lighter colors doing things, but I would do it with a nice like cranberry colored ribbon and say like a creamy white or a almost into the blush rose colors, because those are almost so lightly pink they're white.
Yes, that would be really pretty.
Yes. Yeah, in my summer color beige, which is a darker beige than I currently am, that would work really nice. My current shade of beige, not so much. My summer beige, yes, it would. All right, but that was, again, it's not overly difficult. I don't think I picked any of the super difficult patterns, but it's just got a nice, simple pattern to it. And again, in a linen, not in a wool or anything, because I would find it too heavy and I'd have to wear it during the winter. And I don't think that would showcase this pattern very well. It would just get lost amongst all the other layers. It's
Yeah.
very delicate, very feminine detailing that I think would just go a lot better in a linen or even a silk.
Yeah.
Maybe bamboo.
Ooh, there's a thought.
There's Jocelyn thinking. All right, shall we talk about your knickers?
My knickers?
You're the one who's interested in those, Mr. Knightley. Saucy evening wear.
So there's the Dreaming of Mr. Knightley pajama set containing a corset and a pair of knickers. And I need to read some of this description for the
Oh my God.
knickers.
Yes, you do.
The sassy knickers feature an easy and comfortable elasticized waist, as well as playful ruffles with black ribbon accent. Dot dot dot. Be the
Gosh.
vintage vixen while you curl up with a steaming cup of cocoa, a good book, and your Mr. Knightley.
God.
Sassy knickers
Oh
feature an
my
easy
gosh,
and comfortable
this
elasticized
buster-kobe-ist man. Oh,
waist.
I can't. I can't.
That said, I still kind of really want some knickers just to say that I have knickers.
Okay. I can understand the desire to own a pair of knickers if you do not. This is a thing. But
Also
I
that
just.
I can make terrible jokes about getting my knickers in a twist or something.
Knickers in a knot.
Knickers in a knot. There we go.
Knickers in a knot.
That was close.
True knickers in a knot. That's absolutely hilarious. So if you make those, I will never gonna call you Smexy because elastic waistbands are not Smexy. I don't care what you've knit them, crocheted, or sewn them into. Not Smexy. Practical, comfortable, easier than a zipper. Not Smexy. Just sorry. I can't. I can't even. And you're right. We have to get Miss D to read this description. Several of them, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, from this book, because, oh, in her voice,
It would be
you'll just
amazing.
be just so freaking cute. I can't even help myself. Okay. You know what? That's a lot of garments for you, and I'm not even done. I have two more items.
I have several more actually that are not garments, but
Goodness.
things.
But things. I
Things.
liked the Regency handbag.
The Regency handbag. Where is that one? Oh, that one.
And
There we go.
it's a Jocelyn-sized handbag, which means it's not small, it's not large, it's medium-sized. In the case of the model who's demonstrating it, I love her hat, but it would look really bad on me, so I didn't put the hat on the list. But I love the bag pattern, and I keep thinking I want this old school granny bag, and that's what it is.
Feeling like the yarn is a little bit too busy.
I would pick a solid color yarn or a heathered yarn. I wouldn't pick anything nearly as patterned as what they've got going on, which is fine. But
Because,
I
yeah, I feel like
definitely.
the stitch pattern is kind of lost here.
You do that with a nice cotton inlay to give it some sturdability so it doesn't stretch too much.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. It was so good. I have to find handles that I like, but that definitely went on my list, and that was one of those, oh, I need to make that as soon as possible because that would just be done in acrylic so I can wash it. Because I'm a big fan of being able to wash my purses. Or
It's a useful
cotton
thing.
so I can wash it. Well, cotton might be more durable. There's not a lot of stretch in cotton or none at all in acrylic, so it gives me some options that way. But picking a nice sort of solid color, I think that would look really good.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, so that needs to happen. So that went on my list. What else do you have?
I liked a skirt.
Oh my gosh.
I
You are
know.
all over the garments this week.
I know. The Jane Bennett skirt.
Okay.
It has the cute little ruffle in the back, and it's got a bow and a ruffle, and it's a skirt, and these are all things that I typically strongly dislike in a garment, but
I
for
was about
some
to go, am I
reason.
supposed to point out that whenever we've gone and looked at things, ruffles, lace haven't really appealed to you?
I don't know, but there's something about this particular execution and the Regency era style, and I really like it.
That's totally fair. It definitely did not appeal to me. Not because it's not pretty. It is a very pretty
Got
pattern.
such a cute little ruffle. Why
I
are these words
think.
coming out of my mouth? I shouldn't
I
like
don't know.
this.
I don't
But I
really
like
think
it.
there's a should or a shouldn't when it comes to like. I think you just either like something or you don't, which is totally fine. I found sometimes with me with ruffles because of my height, they just make me look extra wide and taller because there's so many of them to get to the right length for me that I really don't like ruffles on my skirts.
I
I
typically
find
don't
it
like
so
ruffles, so I'm really confused by my liking of this ruffle.
too busy for me sometimes, especially on my bottom half, which I'm generally just trying to look, make it look shorter. So, because you always have that top part before you the ruffle starts, right? In the band width, and I would have to double the size of the band to lower the first ruffle because of how high I wear my skirts to actually fit my body. The first ruffle almost always first, sometimes second, fall underneath my t-shirt line, which is significantly longer than my waistline to make my legs visually appear shorter. So while I will wear skirts where they're supposed to go, I wear long shirts over top to make my legs and therefore the skirt look shorter.
This is all sounding very complicated.
Dressing me is an interesting endeavor. What there is there's always a 3.5 to 4 inch overlap between my shirt and any pair of pants or skirt I wear.
All right. That does complicate ruffles.
It really does. So ruffles are just not a thing I can do on my skirts. And quite frankly, I don't need to ruffle my boobs. They're large enough on their own. They need no floofing. It's not required for them. Doesn't do me any favors. I stay away from ruffles. They look fantastic. I just can't wear them. So, all right, well, I only have one other thing, so if you want to continue.
All right. I might throw together two things at once then.
Sure.
I enjoyed the carriage blanket and the hunt is on blanket.
Oh, nice. Those were pretty blankets. They didn't
Yeah.
scream to me that I needed to knit them, but they have some nice construction details and didn't look really difficult at all.
I like crocheted blankets.
I'm currently making a crocheted wrap. It's quite easy and comforting and
They also both have this plaid thing going on, and I find I have a love of plaid.
Okay, well, all I've got left is the buttoned up. And it's all buttoned up. And it's a wrap. Shawl? Shawl. And before somebody goes, oh my God, not another shawl. Because it is completely fair to say, oh my God, how many shawls do you really need? This one is technically easy. It's how they put the panels together that's visually interesting. And what they do is they've got a triangle shaped seam running from the base of your neck out down to your elbows. And where they've got the pieces connected, they literally have a little row of buttons running up one shoulder and then down the other, or up one side of your back and down the other side of your back, which just combined with the simplicity in the pattern is just freaking elegant beyond all belief. And I'm thinking with my Regency era ball gown, if we
Oh.
picked up tickets for that.
Oh, yes, we should. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So then I can wear that over top of my dress to the Regency Ball, and then it can get coat checked because that'll be in July, June?
June.
June. And then it can come home with me so I have a nice light layer on. I would, again, probably do it in a cotton.
Yeah.
Just for breathability, because once we hit June, I really don't want any layers. But I'm thinking, yeah, with a nice Regency era dress, how freaking cute!
June being a very complicated month to plan for, because you might still get snow, but it might also be really warm.
Yeah, you just don't know.
You just don't know. I've gone swimming so in June. I've also had snow days in June. So it's a complicated month.
You just don't know. So I'm thinking, yeah, if I do it in like an acrylic or a cotton, then I'm fine. Because I'll still generate enough heat that it'll give me a little bit of a wind bear if we've got a little bit of a cooler night. But if I keep it in the into that family of category, if we have a warm night, I'm not melting to death. Also, I want an excuse to buy that many tiny little buttons and sew them on something. My God, those buttons look cute. And again, still not a complicated pattern.
Okay.
I'm ready.
You ready for this? You ready for this?
Yeah.
It's another thing with ruffles.
What is with you and ruffles?
I don't know.
What do we got?
Lizzie's lace mantlet. Which
why?
It looks like a giant, I'm not going to sell this very well. It looks like a giant doily with armholes. But that really doesn't sell it, actually. It's very pretty.
The description is incredibly accurate. But probably not the best words to use. Oh my gosh.
Romantic ruffles and a waterfall edge compose this quixotic cardigan.
Quixotic cardigan.
I'm not sure if I said that word right.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? It's a really pretty doily with armholes.
In an effort to give it more of a descriptive power, it is a shrug with a one-button front closure in a lace pattern, which essentially works out to be a modification of a circular shawl with armholes in it. So yes, a giant lace doily, doily with armholes. So, incredibly apt description, but perhaps if you would like different words used to describe.
You know what? Doily. It's a doily. Everybody wants to wear a doily with armholes, right?
No, actually. I pretty much guarantee you there are people out there in the world who do not want to wear doilies with armholes. I mean.
Well, they're no fun.
I think it's really pretty, but all I can imagine is getting myself stuck and not being able to get unstuck somewhere because I can't see something in the back and it gets hooked on something and that just going the wrong way for me. So, not for me. All right. So, I want to add one more that I really sort of enjoy, but with a modification to it because I already want to hack it.
Okay. What are you hacking?
Catherine's cloak.
Catherine's cloak. Where is that?
Which is really... It's a brown knit paper bag. It's a brown crocheted paper bag with armholes. We'll stick to your line of descriptive techniques. Why not? I would actually, what it is it looks like a really nice sleeveless sweater. Sort of mimicking the drape of a cloak by being quite drapey. So it's sort of along the lines that you would do for like a boxy sweater, but it's a longer length. And I'm thinking if I did it with, and where they've got the arms spaced out, I would go into a sleeve. So you'd have a full sleeve from elbow to wrist.
Okay.
And then rather than using it as a cloak, have it as a tunic sweater.
Hmm.
Sort of tunic cardigan sweater, because it does have buttons on the front of it. So I think it would make a really nice winter fall baggy tunic sweater.
Could be rather quite than cozy.
Specifically a cloak on its own. I'd have a nice chunky yarn. Because you definitely could go into the worsted, almost bulky range with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Superwash, maybe? Yeah, an outer garment. Superwash. Anyway, that just caught my eye. That's three crochet hooks, but every time I look at it, my brain goes, ooh, that's pretty. So I think that would definitely be I would probably enjoy crocheting that list from all the instructions I briefly read while we were reviewing the book. Instead of the in-depth one.
Got one more thing that intrigued me.
Sure.
The waltz necklace.
Ah! That'd be cute.
I am intrigued by this concept of crocheted jewelry. I have never tried it, but I think it could potentially be very pretty. Mm-hmm. Also, one can crochet with wire if it is thin enough, and I think that might be very interesting indeed.
Yes, yes, one can. One happens to know a friend who knows where to get wire that thin that you could crochet in. That is that flexible.
Well then.
So, if you ever want to dive in and give it a shot, let me know and we'll see if we can find you the stuff that you need.
Yeah, I think I'll have to experiment with some crocheted jewelry sometime.
That would be really pretty. All right, overall, the photos were well done. I liked the little story bits that they had because they had some photos from Jane Austen era stuff. They had some descriptors for it. They have great descriptors of each of the patterns.
Love the pattern descriptions.
Pattern descriptions are so good. Very enjoyable. I wouldn't say a full-on an advanced crochet book. Adventurous beginners and up for sure. Because the instructions are quite well written. But they have the usual format you get with pattern books. You have your techniques, your abbreviations. This one's got some lifestyle shots, some up-close shots of the knitting itself. The layout's quite nice. The writing font, I always wish was larger, but that's just a personal preference. Otherwise, it's quite clear and quite easy to read. A lot of the sort of interesting history bits I couldn't read as well because colored backgrounds, colored font gives Jocelyn some grief. But photos were well done. The models looked great. All the stuff turned out quite lovely, whether I would knit it for myself or not. So I say if you're a Jane Austen fan, or a crochet fan and a Regency era fan, you like them delicate girly stuff, I'd say yeah, this would definitely be a book to add to your collection.
Agree.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely take a look though, because even if you're not into this stuff, I mean, it's just fun to look at.
Yeah, absolutely. If you need some inspiration for patterns, I think that's a good idea. But I think that wraps up our review. Diana, my dear, do you want to let everybody know where they can find us?
You can find us on Ravelry, Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest as Northern Knits Podcast. Our blog with all our show notes is at northernknitspodcast.com. You can also email us at northernknitspodcast@gmail.com. Jocelyn, where can you be found on the internet?
I'm cohesively found on the internet as Amber Dragon. Sometimes there's a one on the end of that because I like to be fancy. I spend a lot of time on Ravelry, Facebook, and the Twitters. Instagram too, I guess, hey? I'm on there a lot too.
Yep.
I'm on the internet. Come find me.
All right. I can be found on Instagram as Firewater and Fiber. That is Fiber spelled F-I-B-E-R, the American way. Mm-hmm. And I'm on Ravelry as Woolrat. That is wool-rat. I'm also on Twitter as Artemis_134. And that wraps it up for the week, I think.
Oh, my goodness. So, barring problems, this podcast will go live before we go to the Fiber Frolic this weekend.
I've been checking for gremlins. There's been no gremlins yet.
Okay, good. So I'll say it's another week. Podcast number the 44th has come to you. And until we get a chance to sit down, hopefully the weather warms up and one of the two of us wants to leave our abodes to travel to the other person's place.
Mm-hmm. We're in hibernation mode.
Oh, yeah. This time of year it happens. Until next week, I'll say I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you,
don't forget to knit.
Just can't do it. Don't forget to knit!
Woo!
Oh, man.
We try so hard.
We really do.